Okay, you got your tea? All right. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Today, we are at Proverbs chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Let's go ahead and make sure everybody's online there. Okay, that looks like we're going good over there. It's going well. We'll put that out, and then I think we are ready to go. Let's go ahead and have some coffee. We'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your word. We pray that as we read your word, you'd bless us, care for us, watch over us, instruct us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is really low. Give me one second. I'm just going to lift this up here real quick. There we go. So just as a update, we found out Olivia does have the coronavirus. Thankfully, she hasn't been having really bad symptoms or anything, but she's been in isolation. She's actually at the doctor right now, just getting a checkup. So you may pray for us. I'm going to try to keep doing this every day, but sometimes playing Mr. Dad and trying to run everything is a little bit difficult. So that's why I haven't been on for the last couple of days, just trying to learn how to balance things without my wife. She is so wonderful and helpful and does so much. So I need her for a lot. So please pray for Olivia. Please pray for us as we try to manage this all. Why don't we go ahead and get into God's Word. Proverbs chapter 12. Here we go. All right. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. What do you think that's saying?
I don't really care about wisdom. It's stupid.
Yeah, right? He who hates correction is stupid. Does daddy and mommy have to correct you guys sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah, and if you hate when mommy and daddy correct you, what does that make you?
Stupid.
What about daddy? When the elders correct daddy because they think he's doing something wrong, and I say, I don't want to listen to you guys. I'm going to do whatever I want. What's that make me?
Stupid.
Yeah, right? The one who hates correction is stupid. Right? That's we should humble ourselves and listen and get wisdom, get knowledge. Right? We should love it. Nathan, you want to read verse 12? It's okay, just keep reading. Verse 2.
A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions, he will condemn.
That's right. A man of wicked intentions, he will condemn. All right, so a good man, what does he get from the Lord?
Things.
Yeah, he gets good things. He gets favor from the Lord, right? But what about a wicked man? What about his intentions, right? Right? Not even the things he does, but the things in his heart. What does he get from the Lord? What does verse 2 say? What does God
condemn.
Do?
Condemn.
Condemn.
Like, basically, like trying to, like, give him wisdom, almost.
Well, no, God condemns him, right? But that's a reality here, though. Genesis chapter 6, when God sees all mankind, he says that all the thoughts and the intents of his heart were only wickedness continually. Right? We're wicked people. What do we deserve?
Condemned.
To be condemned. But what does God give us instead? Favor. Because of Jesus, right? It's Jesus who's the good man. Are we the good man?
No.
No, it's Jesus, right? So we want to be like Jesus. But we only get the goodness from God because of his love. Okay, Deborah, can you read verse 3? You can read it in your translation if you want. Daniel, please don't squeeze. You got to sit up so everybody can hear you. Sit up and say it loud, please.
A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of righteousness shall not be moved.
Okay, a man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved, right? If you want to stand firm in righteousness. Okay, the wicked, though, you're not going to be established by that. It's going to go away. That's right, Daniel, that's right. Okay, verse 4. An excellent wife is a crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in the bones.
I think mommy's a good mommy.
She is. She's a wife of valor, isn't she? Yeah, she's an excellent wife. She's the crown of her husband. Oh, man, I love that woman. Right? But she who causes shame, what would she be like in her husband? That's right, rottenness to his bones, right? Boys, he who finds a good wife finds a good thing. Right? Don't go for the pretty woman, go for the righteous woman. Now, Daddy's really blessed. I got beautiful and righteous. Yeah, she's awesome. All right, Nathan, you want to go to verse 5 and 6?
The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceitful. The word of the wicked are right in the...
The words the wicked are lying in wait for blood.
But the mouth of upright will deliver them.
Okay, so the righteous, their thoughts are upright, and their mouth delivers them. But the wicked, they take counsel, right? And they want to do wicked together, and they lie in wait for blood. That's right, Daniel. Down, thumbs down, right? Don't go in the counsel of the wicked, right? But instead, the thoughts of the righteous are right. The mouth of the upright will deliver them. Did we talk about always telling the truth?
Yeah.
Even when it's only when it's easy or even when it's hard?
Even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard, right? It will deliver you. Verse 7. Deborah, you want to read that? It's okay,
Daniel.
The
wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the race of the righteous shall stand.
All right, so the wicked are overthrown, but the righteous will stand. Right? What about in this life? Will the righteous always stand? No. But what do you think in light of eternity? Do you think the righteous will always stand before God?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. What about the wicked? Will they always stand?
No.
Nope.
They'll be in hell forever.
That's a hard truth, isn't it? But you know what?
What?
You deserve that hell. I deserve that hell. All of us do.
Even right, but everyone in the world except God.
That's right. So the house of the righteous is the house of Jesus. Right? Jesus' house will stand. That's right. Thumbs up, Daniel. A man will be condemned according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be... Or sorry, a man will be commended according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be despised. Right? If you have wisdom, you're going to be commended. Right? People are going to say, hey, that's good, that's wise. Right? But if you're of a perverse heart, people are going to look down on you. Right?
Like,
nah. Right,
like,
Daniel? That's right. No.
Like people who are wise, people like want to give wisdom, but people are just fools. People are going to go like, hey, can you give me wisdom?
Yeah. All right, verse 9. Nathan, can you read verse 9?
Better is the one who slays but has a servant than he who honors himself but lacks bread.
Okay, you guys ready for this? It's better to live like you're poor and have a servant to instead of living like you're rich, but you don't actually have anything. Did you know there are people who drive around in really, 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 really nice cars,
mm-hmm.
and they're up to their eyeballs in debt and they don't actually have any real money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're car rich and cash broke. What are you going to say, Dan?
Daddy, I have money!
Oh, you're rich.
Oh, I put that in there.
Okay, well, we're talking about this. What are you going to say, Dan?
If someone wants with love, he can't go to other people.
That's right, but does everybody have wisdom? No, go to the best places for wisdom, right? But this is a really good principle, right? It's better to be insulted and have a servant, right? To have people treat you like you're poor, even though you actually are okay, instead of one who honors himself but lacks bread, right? Oh, I'm so good, I'm so good, I'm so good. But nobody actually likes you and you don't actually have anything. Okay, let's go ahead and...
The actual poor one.
Yep. Okay, yeah, they're the actual poor one. All right, Deborah, can you read verse 10?
A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel.
Okay, so the righteous man... Ooh, Daniel, weren't we just talking about this one? Did you catch a frog the other day?
Yes.
Yeah, and what does a righteous person do with his animals?
Watch them go.
Takes care of them. That's right. The righteous person doesn't just take care of his household. He even takes care of the animals.
He lets his flock go and he comes back and lets his family
Yeah, right. You have a frog that you let go, but because you took such good care of it, it even came back to you. Yeah, right. But the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel, right? So even when the wicked try to be nice, it's cruel. He who tills his land will be satisfied with bread, but he who follows frivolity is devoid of understanding. Ready for this? If you work, you'll be able to eat. If you don't work, if you're a fool and you just play around all the time, guess what? That's right. Double thumbs down, right? You're going to be in lack. Okay, last verse, verse 12. Nathan, can you read verse 12?
Covet the attack of evil men.
Mm-hmm.
But the root of the righteous yields fruit.
All right, what's the 10th commandment? You shall not covet your neighbor's house, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that resides in his gates. Right? Be satisfied with what you have. Right? Just work hard. Work hard for what you have. And guess what? But the root of the righteous yields fruit. When you work with all your might as unto the Lord, you can enjoy the good things that God gives you. And you can be content. Whether you have much or whether you have little. Because you'll know that you worked hard for it. Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready to pray? Right. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the abundance of wisdom that you've taught us this morning. Lord, we pray that we would not just hear these things, but we would learn them and live them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may God bless you today. May you walk in the joy and peace of Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. You guys want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.